possible. So that's why we put them into the film canisters. There's no way that anybody on the board can then see the names that are in the canisters while we're selecting the names.
Board Chairman James Alcorn, Virginia Code specifies a losing candidate can ask for another recount. It's not clear if the winner will be seated before the General Assembly gets back together next week. Republicans currently hold a 50-49 majority. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,923. NASDAQ at 70.65. Sports, the Wizards open their new year with a win over the Knicks. College hoops, Virginia beats Virginia Tech. GW falls to Duquesne and George Mason beats UMass. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen. We don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
5:05 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Steve, obviously watching the roads this morning for the slick pavement. The conditions, not the best. So as you do make it out and about, keep in mind you might hit a slick spot. Bridges, ramps, overpasses, obviously. You want to be extra careful at all of those exits as well. High wind warnings on the Bay Bridge and the Harry Nice Bridge. No problems to report as right now around the Beltway, 270 in our main arteries as we travel in on the west on 66 coming out of Gainesville, not only through the Beltway but in through Falls Church. But again, speeds down, extra caution as you do head out and about this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind and snow. More snow to the east where there are winter storm warnings for the district and surrounding counties. Winter weather advisory. Gusty winds in the snow this morning, 1 to maybe 3 inches, then cloudy to partly cloudy this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Gainesville, 21 in Gaithersburg, 25 here in D.C. The snow is coming down out there. You can get a full list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Good snowy morning. Joining us at 6:35, it's Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. We'll discuss the end of the Election Integrity Commission with him. At 6:45, Janice Dean, the Weather Machine. At 7:05, Daniel Halper from the Washington Free Beacon. At 7:35, it's Byron York. At 8:05, author Sarah Zaski is with us. And at 8:15, the Virginia Chair of the Virginia GOP, John Whitbeck, with us as well. A lot to talk about this morning, including weather and insanity in Washington. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Collins.
Yeah, all sorts of storms hitting Washington, D.C. The bomb cyclone hitting the East Coast and definitely delivering some of that snow to us this morning. Interesting to find out what you're seeing as we all get started this morning together on the roadways. And what it looks like. Help your neighbors out. Let us know what your commute is looking like this morning. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. You know, what it was like just getting out there and just cleaning off the cars. The nice thing this morning at around 3 o'clock when I was heading out was that, you know, the snow was kind of a light dusting in Fairfax County to the point that it wasn't yet quite like an inch or anything on the vehicle. So, you know, you could just brush it off. You didn't have to scrape just yet. It was all just brushing everything off. And the side roads, as I discovered, because I come on the inner loop of the Beltway up here, with the side roads are a little dusted over, but the main roadways, pretty good. I mean, on the Beltway, it was pretty good. I know that sort of the center lanes at this hour of the morning have been better than the perimeter ones. But again, all the plow workers, everybody out there doing a great job this morning. Credit to them, and thank you for keeping the roadways safe, by the way, to everyone who's behind the wheel of a plow right now, helping us keep everything clear and getting everybody to work safely. Because, you know, there are some spots and you got to be careful. And by the way, if you're just, you know, getting up this morning, preparing to get in your car, be careful of those winds too. They say that wind gusts today could get up to over 40 miles per hour at times as we deal with the brute force of this. And I was feeling some, you know, a couple of gusts as we were coming in, you know, how the car gets tugged occasionally. So things to look out for. So if you absolutely have to be on the roadway, just be careful of those conditions. But interested to find out what you're experiencing as you're driving either to work or wherever else you're headed this morning. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Dan in Harper's Ferry this morning. Good morning, Dan. I take it you're on the roadway.
Yes, good morning, Vince and Murray. I'm on my way down to Montgomery County right now. I'm just letting the call screener know and your callers know that from 340 all the way down to 270, it's pretty clear, nothing there. But then once you hit 270 and right before you get on 270, it's pretty backed up this morning, at that exit all the way through. And looks like the left lane's a lot clearer than the right lane coming down 270.
Yeah, it's always amazing. All it takes is sort of one driver to have, you know, a weird experience or whatever, and then all of a sudden everything is crushed behind them. I mean, it's just like, you know, one guy just slipping on the wrong shoulder where they haven't cleared the snow and things have get messed up. But you're saying on 270 right now there's some traffic, but it's all just light dusting that you should be able to navigate.
Right. Exactly.
All right, thank you,
Dan. But the traffic is bad, though. It's backed up.
Man, all right. Well, we'll be tracking it. And I know Jamie Witten's going to have plenty of information on all of the traffic situations this morning for us.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I mean, my commute's four blocks, so I can't really give you. I can tell you, though, in Chevy Chase, the back roads have not been cleared. Wisconsin Avenue's fine, Western, all those, the main roads are good. Back roads haven't been touched.
Right.
And they were slippery. I will say there was a little bit of slip to them. So I have to come down and I'll just put it into my lower gear. Fine.
Yeah.
And everyone seemed to be driving very well. Not a lot of people on the road, but the people who were on the road were driving very slow. It came to an intersection. I'm coming down a hill at the intersection, but I had put it into a lower gear and I was ready to stop. And I see a guy coming on the road that you come into, and he has the yellow, the blinking yellow, the blinking red. He stopped first. He's like, I'm just going to stop just in case you go through this intersection. So people were being very cautious with their driving this morning. So it was incident free. I saw nothing on the roads. I did see the trucks out though, which is great. I saw them on Western. I saw them on Wisconsin. But the side roads were still snow covered.
Yep.
But little slippery. However, I will say, if you drive slowly, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be okay.
That's always the key.
Just be careful. That's the key.
Live through this. It's nothing more important than that. The other thing here is that reminder: the federal government is on a 2-hour delay this morning, for you to know. And to keep track of all these updates, WMAL News will have school closing and delay updates for you whenever WMAL News happens at the top and the bottom of every hour. And you can check online at WMAL.com and our Storm Center updated listings there as well. If you're interested in finding out school. Closures and delays, in addition to what they'll be sharing with you at the top and the bottom of the hour. In addition to all of this snow, though, there's other storms going on in Washington, D.C. This fight that's been breaking out between Steve Bannon and the President of the United States. Have you seen this?
What's going on? I haven't heard anything about it.
The former chief strategist of the White House, a guy who was a part of the Trump campaign towards the tail end of the Trump campaign, as the president has been quick to point out, getting into an unbelievable war of words yesterday. And what this all emanated from was Bannon had spoken to a reporter, and Michael Wolff, who just finished writing a book, an excerpt of which was published in The Guardian, and in it referred to that Trump Tower meeting, the infamous Trump Tower meeting between Don Jr. and Natalia Veselnitskaya, Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and others, as being treasonous, accusing Don Jr. of treason and a lack of patriotism, saying that it was unpatriotic to have that meeting. That was in addition to a whole host of other comments that are attributed to Bannon. The White House swiftly coming down on Bannon. The president releasing a pretty dramatic statement saying that not only did Bannon lose his job in the White House, he lost his mind. That Bannon has no relationship with his base, that his base is his, is the president's, and that Bannon had next to nothing to do with the victory. That that he came in so late to the campaign that he really can't claim credit for it. Pretty amazing stuff. And a much longer statement there from the president than what I've even been talking about here. But just going very hard after a guy who we've known for a while to be sort of known as the ideological center of Trumpism in terms of understanding sort of the intellectual case for Donald Trump's presidency.
Well, a couple things here. You never go after the president's family. Never go after the president's family, Trump's family. He will come after you with guns blazing.
Well, besides Jared Kushner, I think Bannon's been attacking Kushner for a while, and we've never seen this Moab. But now he attacks Don Jr. The namesake. Yeah, no, that's a bridge too far.
Supposedly, I was listening this morning to the news this morning when I was getting ready. They were also saying supposedly in this book that he says that Melania did not want her husband to run for the presidency. She was not happy. She was crying when she found out that he won. She was not happy. And the president said, no, that is not true, that she was supportive and, you know, down with the whole thing.
They were happy tears.
They were happy. But here's the other thing with Bannon with this whole thing. First of all, he came after the president's family, but something doesn't seem right to me about this whole thing. Didn't Steve Bannon leave the administration, right? Some say he was pushed out, some say he left. But he felt that he could do more to support the president from the outside, right?
I mean,
well, hold, no, wait a minute.
Okay,
Walk me through this, all right?
I'll wait.
He could do more for the president from the outside.
Yes.
That was his feeling. But yet he's saying all these things to a reporter that he knows that when this comes out is just going to attack the president, make it harder and tear him down. Mm-hmm. So these two things don't mix for me. There's something we're missing.
My reaction to that, and also a lot more breaking news on that feud overnight, we'll share with you in a moment. 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to a currently cheerful and hopefully for the rest of the morning, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. And you know what happened overnight? We have the snow and the storm that's coming through here. So it'll be an interesting morning. But we are getting a lot of cancellations in for schools and some postponements. So that will keep some of the traffic off the roads this morning. But you need to watch for the slick conditions and some of those icy conditions as well as you head out and about. Watch for the exit ramps, especially bridges, ramps, overpasses. We always say that first to use the caution there. Now, for now, we're doing okay around the Beltway and on our major arteries, 95, 395. I'm looking at all the traffic cameras, too. I do see some of the lanes in some areas with some snow cover. So you definitely want to give yourselves extra time this morning. No panic. But as you head out and about this morning, use caution. Right now, 270 with travel lanes open between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. No troubles there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. You know it. Windy today with snow this morning. That's going to give way to partly cloudy conditions this afternoon and a high of 28 degrees. Winds northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour. Chance of snow, of course, at 90%. The snow will accumulate from 1 to 3 inches today. Winds could occasionally gust to over 40 miles per hour. All of that to say, be careful out there. Tonight, clear and windy, a low of 11 degrees Fahrenheit. And then tomorrow, windy with lots of sunshine, a high of 22. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 24 degrees, but that wind chill, making it feel like 11 for you. 5:17 on WMAL.
Owe the IRS $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes? Call the tax doctor now. Settle your tax debt for less. Guaranteed less or pay nothing. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
All right, so we're talking about Steve Bannon and President Trump, this war of words now. I'll tell you, you were mentioning before this idea that he said that he could better serve the mm-hmm. Trump agenda by being outside the White House, but what, simultaneously giving these quotes about treason to Michael Wolff, this notion that Don Jr. was guilty of treason by having that Veselnitskaya meeting. How could those two things happen in concert? I think the answer to that is because Steve Bannon was fired. He was fired by the White House. He didn't resign on his own terms. He didn't resign because he thought that he was going to be in a better situation at Breitbart. He lost his access because he was canned. And the president said as much yesterday in his statement. He said that he fired Steve Bannon. So that whole point now is sort of, there's no lack of clarity there. He was fired. And this is a classic Washington thing. You think about it. Bannon is a guy who's trying to fight the swamp. It is a classic Washington move to say that you've resigned and that you're doing it because it's a better thing for you, right? And that's just not true in Bannon's case. So now there's the question of what happens next for Bannon, and does he actually wield the influence that he's a long claim that he has? He runs this website, Breitbart. How important is that? How important is that specifically to Trump's base? Does Trump all of a sudden split his base? Does it fragment? I'm not sure that's even close to being the case. You think about this. Who did the voters elect? Donald Trump. On the basis of what? Trump's campaign, sort of how they felt about the country, what they saw in Trump, what they see Trump representing against Washington, for instance. Did they elect him on the basis of what Breitbart told them to do? No. Is this fight going to result in Trump losing broad sections of his base? No, I don't think so. What I do think is right now, this festering issue will be taken advantage of by Trump's detractors. The very people that Bannon claims to be at war with, the media, the left, and establishment Republicans, all see an opportunity here. They're all going to dive in now and be like, look at Steve Bannon. Even Bannon is saying Don Jr. is guilty of treason. Even Bannon's saying that there's something to this Russia investigation. You see what I mean? So what he did was he not only wounded the president here, he created a situation where the very detractors that he's often bemoaned— he's just handed them a whole stockpile of ammunition and said, hey, go shoot. Go ahead.
So is this his salvo on the way out the door? Because honestly, I think are you going to see Breitbart now go from a site that supported the president for the most part to a site now that becomes a never Trump site and never it supports, you know, the left? Is that what's happening?
No, here? I don't think Breitbart's going to change its direction here.
So then who supports Breitbart then? I mean, because the people who are Trump supporters aren't going to support Breitbart now, right? I wonder, did Steve Bannon slit his own throat here?
Right. Yeah, great. And the reason he would have done that is because he's self-immolating via his delusions of grandeur, right? He just got way over his own skis. He just started getting too big for it, and basically, both he and the media, and I saw Newt Gingrich say this yesterday, both he and the media had an interest in inflating his value and his importance, right? And I think just with all of that, he just started shooting off at the mouth too much and creating a bunch of problems that obviously are not serving him well now.
Well, also, what I found interesting in the statement from the president yesterday is he said, as you said, Steve pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party. Yet he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. In this statement, President Trump accuses Bannon as being the leaker.
Right.
In the beginning of the administration. Remember, everything that was said inside the White House was leaked to the Washington Post. President Trump right here fingers Bannon as being the leaker.
Right.
That was a big part of this that I don't think got a lot of play.
Have we talked about this on the air? I felt like we have, but this has been an open secret in Washington, the notion that Bannon was the guy who was leaking, then having these conversations. People like Jonathan Swan at Axios, it's always been the Jonathan's talking to Bannon. Now, do you ask Jonathan? He's going to protect his sources, and he's going to say, I can't tell you if I have. But that always has been the implication, and at least in the Washington press corps, everyone's like, yeah, he's talking to Bannon. He's talking to Bannon. I mean, look at the people, the places that Bannon did interviews with when he left the White House. They were all mainstream media outlets he ran to immediately and did these interviews with. They were not alternative media sources. They were not conservative media sources. He went to mainstream outlets and did that. Couple things real quick on Bannon. He's on a satellite news show that he does frequently. And in it, he was faced with a caller's question yesterday about this. He didn't bring it up otherwise, but he was on the air yesterday. And he was asked by a caller about this back and forth with the president. And he said the following, quote, the president of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out, whether going through the country, giving the Trump miracle speech or on the show or on the website. And that's it. That's the sum total of his reaction yesterday. Additionally, overnight new news here: Trump's lawyer is threatening an imminent legal suit against Steve Bannon now, giving him 24 hours to cease and dismiss defamatory comments. Charles Harder is Trump's attorney, and he says in the letter that Bannon violated their non-disclosure agreement signed during the campaign by disclosing confidential information, speaking to the media about the campaign, and disparaging members of the Trump family. Quote, you have breached the agreement by, among other things, communicating with author Michael Wolff about Mr. Trump, his family members, and the company. The Trump campaign, that means, disclosing confidential information to Mr. Wolff and making disparaging statements and in some cases outright defamatory statements to Mr. Wolff about Mr. Trump, his family members, and the company, he wrote. So, and he said that now he's also asking for document preservation, as often happens with a legal threat like this.
Here's one thing I will say is you rarely, I've yet to see someone pick a fight with this president that's personal, that goes after his family, where the other person wins.
It was the worst move.
It was a really bad move.
It was the worst move. And again, you're speaking to a guy who you know is set to publish the thing that you're saying. And you say it anyway. We'll find out what that means. Also, Don Jr.'s reaction to all of this. Steve Bannon saying they're going to crack Don Jr. like an egg on national TV. Like an egg. Let's see what kind of cracking Don Jr. was doing yesterday on Twitter. 5:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center for us this morning.
Good morning. And boy, it's going to be an interesting one for sure if you are heading out and about. Obviously, with this weather, you need to take it easy. Get your car prepped before you leave, too. I know some of you will have a little bit more to deal with than others. As you head out in the secondary roads, especially before you get to those main arteries, slick conditions, bridges, ramps, overpasses to watch for. On the Fairfax County Parkway near Braddock Road, crash reported. Also, we had one spin out facing the wrong way and out off the roadway now, Georgetown Pike near Difficult Run. No problems on the Beltway currently, so that's in good shape. 270 as we head 9529 BW Parkway without any early issues in those areas. We start off on Metro Rail on time, no problems. But on Amtrak, the Northeast Regional Service between Washington, D.C. and Newport News, Norfolk, that has been suspended because of the weather. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds and snow around this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect. 1 to 3 inches here in and around the district. Partly cloudy by this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28 degrees. Wind chill advisory tonight. Clear, windy, cold, 11 degrees. Windy with sunshine tomorrow at only 22. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees. Wind chill, 11 degrees. 5:26.
Did the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before. And if that's in reference to comments made by Mr. Bannon, I'd refer you back to the ones that he made previously on 60 Minutes, where he called the collusion with Russia about this president a total farce. So I think I would look back at that. If anybody's been inconsistent, it's been him. Certainly hasn't been the president or this administration.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying yesterday, which Steve Bannon are you going to believe? The one accusing Don Jr. of treason or the one who said that this is nonsense, this investigation into Russia?
I don't understand how it's treason anyway. I don't understand how meeting with someone to get opposition research on your opponent, which happens every single day in Washington, D.C., how is that treason?
I mean, this is the point. Like, Bannon should explain himself. Look, I mean, the president of the United States just dropped a MOAB on you. At least, like, one of the fragments of your body, please come out and explain what you meant by this. Like,
see, I still have a disconnect. I still think something else is going on here. Bannon's a smart guy. It seems to me that this was a really dumb thing to do. Something here doesn't make sense to me. I think we don't know the whole story yet because it doesn't make sense for Steve Bannon to pick this fight with the president. It just doesn't. I don't know. Something doesn't add up for me.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
we're missing something.
All the pieces are falling into place, so we'll get more information, I'm sure. And at some point, Steve will talk. By the way, his website merely covered everything as a news story. They just was like, Trump attacks Bannon, Trump furious, blah, blah, blah. It's almost as if Bannon didn't work there. It was like the guy just had no relationship with the site. Here's more Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking yesterday about the president's statement about Steve Bannon.
I think the president's statement is extremely clear what his position on Mr. Bannon is. It was pretty lengthy and pretty detailed, and there's not really much to clarify or to add.
Also, April Ryan asking yesterday, what does this do to the base? And she has an answer.
The base, that these two powerhouses are fighting in the Republican Party, what does this do to the president's base?
I don't think it does anything to the president's base. The base and the people that supported this president supported the president and supported his agenda. Those things haven't changed. The president's still exactly who he was yesterday as he was 2 years ago when he started out on the campaign trail. His agenda hasn't changed, and he's continuing to fight for and push for that agenda. And I think the base is extremely excited and happy with the job that this president has done in his first year in office. Look at all he's accomplished. I think they're pretty happy with where he is.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. responding to all of this on Twitter, saying the following yesterday, among many other things, quote, Steve had the honor of working in the White House and serving the country. Unfortunately, he squandered that privilege and turned that opportunity into a nightmare of backstabbing, harassing, leaking, lying, and undermining the president. Steve is not a strategist. He's an opportunist. Amazing stuff here. We're tracking your commute, too, in addition to that storm at the White House. So right now, we're going to take you to WML News, 5:30. WML News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Could be the first snow day this year for a lot of kids. We go live to WMAL's John Matthews in the Storm Center.
And we've had many changes just in the last half hour, Steve, so listen carefully. The federal government is opening with a two-hour delay today. Unscheduled leave and unscheduled telework is permitted. D.C. schools are opening 2 hours late. In Northern Virginia, these schools all close now. Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park Schools, Prince William, Spotsylvania, Stafford County schools, those are all closed today. These schools opening 2 hours late. Alexandria, City of Falls Church, and Fauquier County schools opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, these school systems all closed. Anne Arundel, Charles, Montgomery, Prince George's, St. Mary's County schools all closed. Calvert County, Carroll County schools, also Frederick and Howard County schools are opening 2 hours late. Get a complete list of closing and delays right now at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Thanks, John. Most of the snow in the D.C. area expected to taper off by mid-morning, leaving 1 to 3 inches on the ground. Much more, though, towards southern Maryland and the eastern shore, around 6 inches expected there. That's where Maryland State Highways is focusing much of its attention this morning. Spokesman Charlie Gishler.
We pre-treated on the eastern shore, the lower shore. Up in this area, the Baltimore, Annapolis, Washington, D.C. suburbs area still had a lot of residual salt on the roadways in the New Year's Eve storm.
And on the other side of this, temperatures plunge down even further. Some of us may not even get out of the teens tomorrow. Reports of protests are diminishing in Iran, though we don't know if that's because there are fewer of them or because the Iranian government's blocking people from using social media. Iranian state media this week is giving good coverage to pro-government rallies held in dozens of cities. The protests originally were calling attention to the stagnating economy, but have since morphed into calls for the downfall of Iran's government. At least 21 people have been reported killed. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day 24,923, NASDAQ at 70.65. Sports, the Wizards open their new year with a win over the Knicks. College hoops, Virginia beats Virginia Tech. GW falls to Duquesne, George Mason beating UMass. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with more seller success stories courtesy of my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Success happens when you choose the right realtor to sell your home, and Debbie and Sarah are top performers, ranked one of the top real estate agents in the D.C. area. Debbie and Sarah sold over 400 homes last year alone and will sell your home guaranteed at a price acceptable to you in writing. The Reynolds team has over 5,500 exclusive ready buyers who are looking to buy right now. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. Debbie and Sarah took all the stress out for Shannon and handled all the details selling her beautiful Manassas home. Wow, they went under contract in just one day for $13,000 over the asking price. Guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. All the reasons why hundreds of families chose Debbie and Sarah Reynolds to sell their home and why you should too. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
At the Big Screen Store, this home holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to the seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples, it's pro time.
5:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading out and about this morning, if you are doing so, varying conditions around the region. So, obviously, you want to take it easy, be extra cautious as you head out and about. Right now on the Beltway, we're doing okay. Now, as for these main arteries, crews have been treating them. They're trying to get to secondary roads as well. But it's the refreeze that we're worried about, too. Seeing mostly the wet pavement and State 95 as you push north through Dale City up through to the Beltway, but again the refreeze, so don't want to be too confident. Just take your time, take it easy. Below speeds definitely would be in your best interest. And also some of the areas even around the Beltway, I'm seeing some snow cover, so more in the center lanes looks to be a little bit better. Coming in from the west, 66 looks good. We do have a crash on the Fairfax County Parkway northbound near Braddock Road. One spun out on the Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. Wind warnings on the Bay Bridge and the Harry Nice Bridge. Right now, if you're coming out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50, we're doing okay. No issues or delays as you push up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Big winter storm still coming up the coast, and the snow will continue this morning. Snow steady, but fairly light for the most part. 1 to 3 inches, winter weather advisory. Winter storm warnings east, so as you head east, there will be heavier snowfall. Today's high temperature, 28 degrees with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 24 in Woodbridge, 22 in Bethesda, 25 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 537 here on WMAL. Coming up this morning, Ray Stajic joining us from the Weather Channel in a few moments. We're going to talk about the weather, obviously. Hans von Spakovsky joins us at 6:35 this morning. The Voter Fraud Commission collapses, so we're going to find out why. He was a part of it. Janice Dean joins us at 6:45 this morning. The Weather Machine. 7:05, Daniel Halper of the Washington Free Beacon. 7:35, Byron York of the Washington Examiner. 8:05, author Sarah Zasky is going to join us. Her new book, Octoon, baby. And then John Whitbeck from the Virginia Republican Party joins us at 8:15. It's a packed show and a little bit of snow. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
All right, so it wasn't just Bannon and Trump in the news yesterday. The Clintons also made an appearance in the news. The big story, obviously, being that there was a small fire that broke out in their home in Chappaqua, New York, yesterday. Originally, it was reported that it was a bedroom that was on fire and that the fire had been extinguished. That morphed into, no, it broke out in a U.S. Secret Service facility on the property. The fire was reported about 2:50 yesterday afternoon, and they had everything closed down and, you know, fire trucks and the whole big thing. So the building was not connected to their home, and it was put out. No one was injured. So
I mean, it's amazing that that story is like, was like the smallest sidebar of yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, the Clinton's house is on fire.
What I loved were some of the comments. People saying, I saw somebody saying her shredder overheated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
document destruction.
It's document destruction. Like, someone else wanted to know if they've checked for a body in the fire.
Yeah.
Does anybody know where Huma Abedin is?
Yeah. The remaining server room has been destroyed.
Well, that was a bathroom, and those are hard to set on fire.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe that was what they were stormproofing the server. They wanted to put it in the bathroom.
Yeah. So all is well at the Clinton mansion. You know, they bought the house right next door to them August of 2016. Mm-hmm. They bought the property next door to them, which is what a lot of famous people do. They buy the surrounding properties so they have a compound. And they bought the house next door to them in 2016 for $1.16 million, which is pretty good for a couple that was dead broke when they left the White House. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty impressive. But then in October, and they made the news because they didn't get any permits to do any work. They filled in a swimming pool, no permits. They did a kitchen renovation, no permits, nothing. I don't ever remember what happened with any of that. If they
know.
Had to go before the board, like the rest of the rest of the serfs have to go in front of the planning board and beg forgiveness and maybe have to go back and do it over again and, you know,
yeah,
all the things that you have to jump through, the hoops when you forget, to quote Chris Plant, I'm making air quotes with my fingers.
Well, the weird thing about that second home is that it has a sorority logo on it now, and Bill Clinton, I think, lives there. I'm pretty sure it's just a big sorority.
And it has a grotto back where the pool used to be.
So that's the strange thing.
Yeah. Also, their daughter, Chelsea, was in the news yesterday. And all of this stuff would have been more newsworthy if it weren't for the Bannon-Trump thing just exploding.
Well, this story may actually be related, Mary.
You think? Well, here's the thing. Chelsea was tagged in a Twitter thread along with Hooters Restaurants,
mm-hmm,
Chrissy Teigen.
Naturally.
And the Church of Satan.
Uh-huh.
Which is odd. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how one of these is not like the other. Well, actually, several of those is not like the other.
Or, yeah.
So she replied. She was tagged in this thread, and she replied. She said, in 2017, at Church of Satan and I were put on a few threads together. In 2018, it's Hooters. What a time to be alive, Chrissy, to Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
So the Church of Satan responds and says, the never-ending excitement here is never-ending. Chelsea writes, it's been so long. Happy New Year. And the Church of Satan wrote back and said, same to you. Here's to a great 2018.
Wow. Okay. So Chelsea Clinton wished the Church of Satan a Happy New Year,
mm-hmm,
is the summary of that story. So maybe that is related. Maybe the fire at the Clinton household had something to do with the Church of Satan getting a Happy New Year from Chelsea Clinton.
Well, maybe. And the entire thing, you know, maybe that's where a portal to hell actually opened up on the Clinton.
Yes, a portal to hell.
Opened up on the Clinton property. It was a whole Ouija board thing gone horribly awry.
Yeah.
So now, of course, Twitterverse has, the Twitter universe has just taken off. That Chelsea Clinton's now a Satan worshiper. Rhonda Kazmierski tweeted, at least Chelsea Clinton is open about worshiping Satan, Church of Satan. If only Hillary Clinton could be as honest, which is hilarious.
I saw somebody say, like, what's the problem? Aren't you supposed to wish your mother a Happy New Year?
So Chelsea responds to all of this and says, oh, goodness gracious, we can be civil, cheerful, respectful to, and friends with people who don't share our religious beliefs. Sometimes we even marry them. I'm a Methodist and my husband is Jewish. Thank you for asking. A very happy New Year to you, Rhonda.
People who don't share our religious beliefs? How about people who have contempt for your religious beliefs? What? The Church of Satan? This is not like... This is not like, oh, we kind of have different, we have different interpretations of the same God. Like, no. One of them hates God.
Well, but, okay, I'm going to defend Chelsea here.
No.
Yes, I am. I try to be intellectually honest here, all right? I'm going to defend. I got the humor in the whole thing. It was funny. If you accidentally get tagged in, if you get tagged in a thread with the Church of Satan Hooters and Chrissy Teigen, how do you not see the humor in
all
that?
Is my follow-up tweet then, I respect everyone's right to choose their religion?
If the Church of Satan wants to choose that as their religion, fine, go knock yourself out. I don't believe in it. Just like I don't believe in unicorns, so they don't offend me. So the Church of Satan doesn't offend me because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in their thing. So go off and worship your little unicorn. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I found it funny. I think Chelsea found humor in all she said. What a time to be alive, Chrissy. It's humorous.
I mean,
humorous.
Like copying Chrissy Teigen Hooters and the Church of Satan in one tweet, that's like committing six of the seven deadly sins all at once. That's like, so Chelsea's, what an accomplished week for her. Well, listen, that former NBC News correspondent having quite a week.
Well, she even said, it's been so long, like a joke, like, oh, haven't talked to you in so long, Church of Satan. It's funny. I'm defending her on this one.
There's like literally no reason to.
You're just mean. 544 on WMAL.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
Are you finding it harder to talk to your friends? Between work and home, is your stress level making you uncomfortable? Do you feel like your life is out of control? Has hurting yourself crossed your mind? Depression affects 12 million adult women each year. That's one out of every eight of us. Suicide is preventable, and Save.org can help. Let's get you back where you want to be. To learn more about suicide prevention, visit save.org.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Got Ray Stajic in a moment, but first, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're testing your driving skills this morning, and here we go on the toll road. And this is actually something we talk about all the time in the traffic center, traffic world. Watch for bridges, ramps, overpasses. Even with a lot of these roads having been pre-treated and treated, it's the refreeze we're worried about. Coming eastbound toll road, if you're inside the Beltway Connector Road, the ramp to 123, they have shut that down. A car spun out on that exit ramp and into the ditch, so you can't use that. So, seen a couple spin outs this morning on the Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive, the crash on the Fairfax County Parkway near Braddock Road, on 6628 Centerville, and again near Nutley Street. Those were where we had some minor accidents. They were quickly onto the shoulder. Definitely weather playing a factor in that. No problems right now reported around the Beltway. I'm seeing a little bit of volume leaving Greenbelt over toward College Park. Same story with 95. Just north of the Beltway, just with some of the volume and varying road conditions. So that's important to note. If you're thinking, it looks good, all the lanes are open, then you find some snow cover, just be cautious as you head out and about. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, to talk about the forecast with us, we're going to go right to the source. Ray Stajic, senior meteorologist at the Weather Channel, is with us. Ray, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I am doing okay, Mary, Vince, and yes, snowing, but no, not a blockbuster snow event, but enough to cause problems.
Well, at least in this area. I know other parts of the country are really going to get hit hard. So what can we expect in this area? I know the further east you go, the worse the snow is. We're also hearing reports of winds are going to pick up. Tell us what we can expect as the day goes on.
Yeah, the wind's going to be a problem. The snow will be a problem this morning over the next few hours. It looks like we've seen the western extent of the snow now probably be, as usual, always seems to be I-95, and that looks like where it is, although it is snowing lightly on the west side from about I-95 east. So eastern end of the district out in Prince George's County, down into Charles County, and points north and east of that. Some bright banding coming on, so there may be some moderate snow in there. Winter weather advisory. And in this area, about 1 to 3 inches. Maybe some locally higher totals just east. But as you get from Calvert and St. Mary's counties across Chesapeake Bay and further east, that's where winter storm warnings kick in. And that's where we may get 3 to 6 inches of snow. Maybe some spots picking up possibly up to 8 inches. And then the winds. The winds will gust at times over 40 miles per hour. So the wind and the snow in combination is going to cause for some treacherous travel in many places this morning. Now, as you go further west and north, you may be hearing us and saying, well, what snow? Well, you're probably not going to get much at all. You get into Montgomery, Loudoun counties off toward Manassas and places like Fauquier County, too. So not much snow west, but it is going to be a nasty day. The winds are already gusting 30-plus miles per hour at Reagan National. Even at Dulles, some of those winds getting up there 30 miles per hour. So it's a visibility thing. It is falling snow to an extent and some blowing and drifting snow.
What about, leaving this morning, that snow's fresh. It's very, very much powder. It's dry snow. The status of that going to change throughout the day in a meaningful way for commuters or anybody else?
No, it won't. And it may actually help you a bit because, although it will stick, right, to the road surfaces, especially when cars start getting to travel on it, it'll have a tendency, too, to blow around and drift around. So you may go from some spots, especially, along the Beltway and on I-95, where it'll just be maybe bare ground because the snow has been blown off. And then you may get some of the sheltered areas from the wind that you may actually run into snow on the ground. So changeable in terms of road conditions, too, especially on the back streets also. And you come off some of those exit ramps. Those are places where you're really going to want to look out for maybe some icy travel. So it's not a lot of snow accumulating, but you combine that with the wind and the blowing snow, you get reduced visibilities and you get changeable road conditions too. So it's not like you get just this blanket of snow or this ice or going all down the interstates or all across the roadways. With the blowing snow, you'll get drifting and you'll get areas too. You know how it goes, where you can see the grass, and then other areas you may have, drifted snow up to, multiple inches. So it'll be very changeable.
Tell us about this notion of the bomb cyclone, what that means for us. I mean,
who made that up? Just admit, somebody just made
did.
It up.
No,
it's just
did.
Made up to sound good.
And
this
listen,
is weather porn.
It's exactly, and it's existed forever. It's not a new term, bombogenesis. It's just with social media and everything. For somebody like me who's like, I don't really get into all that, I just say a rapidly strengthening storm. Can't we just say that as meteorologists? But, the scientific part of us wants to say bombogenesis, bomb cyclone. The bottom line is it's a very intense storm. 24 millibars in 24 hours is the criteria for a bomb. And this is an East Coast bomb. If you are a weather weenie and want to get out there and take a look at some weather porn, go look at the satellite picture. It almost looks like it's got an eye and almost looks like a hurricane. So it's a very intense storm. The good news for many of the East Coast cities, it'll move quickly. Still strong winds, blizzard conditions, eastern New England, eastern Long Island, and parts of the mid-Atlantic coast. If it was moving slower, though, we would have a completely different ball game, and it could have been more crippling than it may be. But the worst, I think, of everything is going to be eastern parts of New England and eastern Long Island.
So when is it out of here? When do we get rid of this?
Oh, probably mid-morning.
Mid-morning,
right. Yeah, already starting to see, as I said, that one band is cutting basically the district right in half right now. And east of I-95 is where most of the snow is, and it's actually moving off toward the east, too. So that's telling me that the low is starting to pull away. It's at its closest latitude or pretty close to it to us. And so now as it starts to pull away, start pulling that snow away from us. So a few more hours ending west-east. So if you're not seeing snow now off to the west, you're probably not going to see much more.
All right. Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. Thank you so much for keeping us informed. And go enjoy the rest of your bombogenesis.
Thank you very much.
5:51. Time for Al Rushbow. Here he is.
After 7 years of Obamacare, liberals hate it. According to a new study by the left-wing Commonwealth Fund, our healthcare system is worse than 10 other developed nations they looked at who all happen to have socialized medicine. The study measured equity, access, and healthcare outcomes. We spend more than Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the Brits. But we get the worst results. The New York Times weighs in with this. Many Americans are sicker than their peers in other rich countries, lacking access to needed medical care. In fact, the Times says our system is worse than Rwanda's. Liberals used to say American healthcare stinks compared to Cuba's. Now, after 7 years of Obamacare, we're worse than Rwanda. Now, think about it. Obamacare implemented the exact policies these liberals wanted. Healthcare costs skyrocketed. It killed millions of jobs. Americans lost their plans. They lost their doctors and some of their freedoms. And yet, the liberal Democrats who foisted this on us are demanding that it stay in place because Obama's legacy is so important to them, more than your healthcare is. But if you believe these same lefties, what once was the greatest healthcare system in the world is now in shambles, and I'll tell you the reason. It's Obamacare, and they inadvertently admit it. And I agree, Obamacare has brought nothing but misery. So let's agree it's time to get rid of it once and for all, or just let it fail and see what happens.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, when it comes to identity theft, you have a choice, folks. You can rely on monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, or you can get LifeLock to see more. LifeLock is able to see things you might not be able to see, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of threats. And if you have a problem, one of LifeLock's specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you'll have identity theft protection that allows you to see more identity threats than you may otherwise miss. Membership start $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And you can get a 10% discount by using promo code RUSH. Just call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% off. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic, and today, weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, mixing it up together is never really great, especially around this area. 66, the crash is inside the Beltway Falls Church area. It's come out of Arlington, westbound past Glebe Road. Now, looking at it in the camera, they have most everything to the shoulder, but I do see some snow cover out here on even some of the main roads. So take it easy as you get out and about the ramp. If you're coming off of the connector road, heading eastbound connector road, you're not able to head into McLean right now off that exit ramp on 123. They've closed that ramp. Obviously, a little bit treacherous there. We had a car that spun out off the ramp into the ditch now that they're dealing with. So that's always an issue. Bridges, ramps, overpasses to watch for. Wind warnings at the Bay Bridge and the Harry Nice Bridge. And, of course, we have a lot of cancellations and closings coming in, too. So check out the WMAL website and go to Under Storm Center, and you'll find all that information as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind and snow. More snow to the east where there are winter storm warnings for the district and surrounding counties. Winter weather advisory. Gusty winds in the snow this morning. 1 to maybe 3 inches. Then cloudy to partly cloudy this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees. Wind chill, 11 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year. Like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples, it's pro time.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get a new kitchen in the new year at Bray & Scarf's New Year Sale. Save up to $1,500 on select GE Cafe appliance packages and up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Stop by any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we'll talk with Hans von Spakovsky. Darn it, Hans von Spakovsky. I can say it all. Darn it.
You only hung out with him last week.
I know, from the Heritage Foundation about the end of the Election Integrity Commission.
That's right, Janice Dean, the Weather Machine, also joining us as well. And that's feud between the President of the United States and his former chief strategist. A lot of bombs being dropped. I'll tell you all about it now. At 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next. Here's some weather updates.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Just as soon as winter break was over, kids may be getting another one today. We go live to John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
And we've had several changes again in the past half hour, so listen carefully. The federal government is opening with a two-hour delay today. Unscheduled leave and unscheduled telework is permitted. D.C. schools are opening 2 hours late. In Virginia, these schools are all closed, and some of them are changed. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Prince William, Spotsylvania County, and Stafford County schools all closed. Falls Church City schools and Fauquier County schools are opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, these schools all closed today. Anne Arundel, Charles, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools all closed today. These schools opening 2 hours late. Calvert, Carroll, and Frederick County schools. You can get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
John, thank you. The D.C. region sitting just on the outskirts of this massive massive storm off in the Atlantic. Brian LaSorsa at the National Weather Service.
So we're expecting about an inch or two around D.C. and the I-95 corridor, less to the west, coating to less than an inch in the western suburbs, and a little bit more as you get towards the bay.
He expects most of the snow to taper off by mid-morning for the D.C. area. Upwards of 6 inches expected in southern Maryland and out on the eastern shore. Maryland State Highway spokesman Charlie Gishler says most of the roads up here already have pre-treatment left over from the New Year's Eve storm.
Once we're secure up here in the D.C. suburbs, then we can start to reallocate some of our assets down toward the mid and lower eastern shore where they're really going to need all the reinforcements they can get.
It's up towards New England where they'll get the worst of this storm. Upwards of 15 inches expected around Boston. Flights in and out of Logan Airport already getting canceled. A court ruling yesterday means the drawing to choose the winner of Virginia's tied 94th House District race will happen today as planned.
Republican Delegate David Yancey's name will go in one film canister. Democratic challenger Shelley Simon's name in another. The canisters will be put in a glass bowl. Whoever's name is drawn will win the race, according to Chair of the Virginia Board of Elections, James Alcorn.
This tradition goes back a very long time. In fact, ties have occurred in elections since the first election.
Virginia law allows the loser of a drawing for a tie to ask for a recount, but it's unclear
whether or not that applies when the drawing for a tie is happening after a recount has already occurred.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And it's still not clear if the winner will be seated in time for the start of the General Assembly on January 10th. Republicans currently hold a 50-49 advantage. Bridges aren't just being burned, they are getting torched in the White House, where President Trump says his former advisor Steve Bannon not only lost his job, but lost his mind.
The big point is this. Steve Bannon's argument undermines the entire argument the White House has been saying for more than a year, that the Russia investigation is a hoax or simply isn't reality. That's why the White House and the president are working so hard in overtime, if you will, to diminish Steve Bannon and discredit this book.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny there. President Trump's also doing away with the Voter Fraud Commission. He says in signing an executive statement that the Department of Homeland Security will review next steps. Some states refused to give over information that the panel requested. Critics saw the commission, though, as a way to placate the president's unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud that cost him the popular vote in 2016. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,923, NASDAQ at 70.65. Sports, the Wizards open their new year with a win over the Knicks. College hoops, Virginia beating Virginia Tech. GW falls to Duquesne.